Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I am the speaker and preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and And we are excited about the Word of God today. And we want you to invite your neighbor, your friend, anybody that you have their numbers that you can call and tell them that the hour of power broadcast is on the air and that God has a blessing with their name on it. Why don't you go with me right now as we go before the throne of grace? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord God, we pray even now that you will look upon the people. God, all of those, God, that lives in Chicago, those in Texas, God, those in Jacksonville and Tampa, Florida, God, all of those that all over the map, Father. We pray, God, whatever state or city, God, that they reside in, God, that you will go in and that you will come in even now, and God, that you will touch their mind, body, soul, and spirit. And Father, we just thank you. We just claim it to be done even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want you to know today that God is in control and that God will never, never leave you and that he will never, never forsake you. Today we are going to be coming from Psalm, the 91st Psalm. And we see in Psalm, as I use as a topic, that God is a refuge and a fortress. I want you to know today that he is that and that he is more than that. Whatever you need God to be for you today, all you need to do is stand on the word of God, stand on the promises of him, knowing that he will not leave you and he will not forsake you. Come on, let's go to the word of God. We're going to begin today at that first verse. And it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When we look at dwell, we see as the word of God say that dwell in the secret place. Come on. There is a place that God will have his people to dwell in him. I mean, that we can live as a resident, that we can stay there. We can be in joy. We can be in peace. We can be in contentment in him. So therefore, he is saying to us that this is a place that I will protect you, a place that I will shield you. He said, you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When we began to look at the word abide, we looked at this is something that we can remain in. Come on. I mean, we don't have to worry about the situation. We could, if only we can just remain in him. We can just continue. Don't move. Don't stop. Don't back up. But just remain in him. That we can endure no matter what you're going through in your life. That we can endure this situation or whatever you may have before you without yielding. Because the word let us know to yield not to temptation. If we can just yield to God, we can just give ourselves to God, it will be all right. When we have God with us and before us, we can withstand anything that comes our way. And we can just wait on God. And we can just tolerate it, knowing that you have prayed, knowing that you have gone before the Most High God, knowing that you know that God is my shepherd. For the Lord, the word of God says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So you can abide in him knowing that you have a shepherd. You can abide in him knowing that he is the Alpha and Omega. You can abide in him knowing that he is the first and the last, and that he is that true and the living God. The word of God say, I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Oh, the word of God says, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, with all of thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So therefore, it let us know this morning that we got to trust in the Lord. Come on, with all of our heart. Trust in him. Have that confidence in him. Have that faith in him, knowing that he will not leave us. He will not forsake us because of the fact that he will be what we need him to be in our lives. He said, I will say of the Lord. Come on, we got to make this personal. You know, somebody else can say it. David said it. But what is it that you say? What is what Mary said? What is it that John said? What is it Cynthia said? What is it that you are saying in your heart? Is he your fortress? Come on. Is he your rescue? Can you abide in him? Can you not know that you're in that secret place with him, that you cannot be touched by the enemy? Come on. So therefore, we look at God today, and we're seeing the word of God letting us know that I can trust God. I can rely on him. I can depend on him. Because why? He is my God. He is my creator. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. Why? Because he is that true and the living God. Why? Because he has all power in his hand. Why? Because he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. No matter what my finite mind may think, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. What is it? Is it the money in the bank? Is it the mortgage? Is it the rent? Is it that child, that wavering child? What is it? Is it that husband? Is it that wife? You got to know that God is. You got to be able to trust him. So just to pray, believe God. No matter what the situation may be dictating to you this morning, you need to abide in him. You need to trust him. You need to know that he is your God. He is your refuge. God is your refuge. He is that shelter for you. He will be that protection for you. Come on. He is your source of help. He is that God that will bring comfort even when you're crying in the midnight or early in the morning. Oh, it may even be 12 o'clock in the day. But you know what? You got to know that God is your refuge. You got to know that God is your protection. No matter how the enemy is coming on the left and on the right, maybe just behind you, maybe in front of you, but come on, God will protect you. God will be that refuge. God will even be that fortress. Come on, with the word of God said. I mean, we think of a fortress, we think of something that is fortified. Something that nobody can really get in. They can't get to you. And that's the way we got to think about the enemy. Come on. That no matter how the enemy may come on the right or the left, you got to know that Jesus is your fortress. You got to know that you're in that dwelling place, that you're in a place of refuge, and that God is hiding you under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. We are protected. We are shield. And so we can stand with the assurance knowing that God is with me. Somebody ought to say this morning that God is with me. Somebody ought to know that God is with you and that he will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. Come on. When we began to look at the word of God here in that third verse, it says, surely, surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fire. You know, there are snares. There are people. There are things that will try to come against you. There are things that will try to trap you. There are things that will try to come against you, just like a noose that will try to hang you. Come on. But when you can put your trust in God, They'll try to do that and say, I got you. You know, but when God is being your fortress, when God is being your refuge, when you can hide in that secret place of the Almighty God, when God is concealing you, when you're relying and depending upon you, some of Him, then you can know that everything is going to be all right because you're dwelling with the Lord. You are resident. You are in there. You're going to stay in there. That's why the Word of God says abide. That means to remain. Somebody needs to remain this morning, no matter what, how the winds blow. You got to remain. No matter what you may be going through, don't give up. Don't throw your hands up. Don't call it quits. But you got to keep on keeping on. You got to know that God will be with you. And most of all, that God is with you. He said that He will be with you. I believe what David said in the Word of God, and I believe it was Psalm, the 37th chapter, he said, I have been young, but now I am old. But never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You got to know the God that you serve. You see, it's just like the money that you have in the bank. If you have $100,000 in the bank, you got to know that that belongs to you. And you got to know that if you put $100,000 in the bank, you know that that is your account. That is what belongs to you. Same thing it is that if you know that God is yours and He belongs to you, that He is yours. That is something that when you go to the bank, don't you go, you get the money out, you go out, you put your card in or whatever you do, or you write that check, and you expect, if you want to withdraw $1,000 out of that account, you expect for that $1,000 to be handed to you or that you're going to come through the ATM machine. Why? Because of the fact it belongs to you. Why? Because it is yours. And the same way it is with the Word of God, same it is with God. You got to know that God is yours. You got to know that all the things that God has given you and that belongs to you. If you don't know it belongs to you, it could lay in the bank and it could be in the bank, but it'll just stay there because you didn't go get it. It'll just stay there because of the fact that you didn't claim it. But it is like the Word of God. If we know that we belong to Him and we see all the things that God has made provision and provided for us, then we have to know it is ours. No, don't let the enemy tell you, no, it belongs to Sue. Oh, it belongs to those that are on Wall Street. No, it does not. That they're a believer and they're a child of the Most High God, and they are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, then yes, it belongs to them. But I'm talking about a child of God. You got to know that which God has given you. If you don't know, it's just like a wheel. If this is the Word of God, is a wheel that God have written for us. Come on. I mean, no court can break this wheel, or no court of law can take away what God has given to you. If you claim what God has given to you, that if you don't know, if you have a will and someone leave your will like God left us His Word, if you don't read the Word, how are you going to know your benefit? How are you going to know your right? How are you going to know what God has for you? How are you going to know how to trust in God if you don't believe God and know what He is able to do? Now, this morning, we're saying that we're speaking from Psalm 91. And we're saying to you, because we want you to get it, that God is, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's you. That's me. That's me. If we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. All we got to do is abide in Him, to be in that place, that shadow of Him, not just a shadow, but God's shadow. See, God's shadow is one that will bring illumination and light, and that nothing can reach it. It won't be any obstruction. God will cover us under the shadow. Come on, that was the word of God. Tell of the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. And it says that, he say, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. How can we say that the Lord is our refuge if we don't believe God, that God is our refuge? How can we say that we don't believe that God is our shelter, that God is our protection? It is protection from danger. He's our protection from distress. Come on. He is a source to help us and to comfort us. God is that, He is that refuge that will put us in that safe place. So it doesn't matter what the enemy tries to do, because they're not going to win, because God is a winner. God is a conqueror. He has already conquered death. Come on. And so, therefore, he will take care of you. If he can do what he did, and he did, how he allowed the men at that time to take his life, the people to take his life, you know, he gave his life. They didn't take anything. They gave. He had given his life freely. But they crucified him. But yet he was able in the third day to be resurrected, to rise again. That's a God that I can believe in. That's a God that I can count on. That's a God that I can trust. He has did great and mighty things. And I don't want to just use it in the past, but God is doing great and mighty things each and every day. You know why? He is a supernatural miracle worker. He does miraculous things in the lives of his people, and he can keep you. You know, sometimes we stress out because we think God can't do what he said that he could do. But all we need to do is to have that confidence in him. All we have to do is to have that trust in him. He said that he won't leave you. He said that he will not forsake you. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, Lord, thank you for not leaving me. Thank you for not forsaking me. Oh, my God. Let's read that third verse again. Sure, he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowl, and from the noisome pestilence, that which is deadly. And a snare is something that try to lure you and just try to trap you. But we got to believe in the Almighty God. He that cover you with his feather, he shall cover you. You need to take this personal this morning. You got to know that this word is for you. Word of God says in that fourth verse of the 91st chapter of Psalms, it says, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. A shield and buckler. His truth. God's word is true. He is true. Oh, my God. And that truth shall shield you and be a buckler unto you, just like a bulwark. It says, you shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the peasant that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. I mean, that is awesome. That's heavy. That's deep. Come on. I mean, that is exciting to know that a thousand shall fall at your feet, no matter how many falling, no matter how many stumbling, no matter how many dying. Come on. You got to know, this is the word of God said, a thousand shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You don't have to be afraid, because the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. You shall not be antagonized by the enemy or destroyed by the enemy. But he's letting you know, no matter what happens, it shall not come, and that word is say near you. So you don't have to worry about it, because he's not going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you. Even when the enemy try to make things feel seem so terrible and so awful, and that's how the enemy do at times. He'll try to make things seem so horrible and terrible, as if you're not going to make it, as you're not going to get through it. There's no way you're going to get through it. And that's where the enemy would try to come and to speak in your ears, and he tried to distract you, try to get you off course like you did Eve. God don't want you to get off course. God wants you to stay in him, to abide in him, to continue in him. Look what he said. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, no matter what they do. Because the word of God said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. But they soon shall be cut down as the grass and withered as the green herb, but trust in the Lord and do good. That's for the righteous man. That's for that righteous woman of God. That you're going to receive the reward of the wicked. Oh, yes. They may seem like they're spreading their, they may be spreading like a green bay tree. But you got to know that God will reward. You will see the reward of the wicked. Because, in that ninth verse it says, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge. That's personal. That's possessive. The Lord is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. None. There's not going to be any dwelling, any plague, any diseases, anything that the enemy try to bring. He'll try to do things. He'll try to come against you. But hey, you got God on your side. You have God on your side. So know that he won't leave you. So know that he will never forsake you. So know that he will be with you always until the end. Come on. And then you know what's going to happen at the end. You know you're going to be with Christ. But while you're here on this earth, while you're walking, while you're talking, while you're serving God, you can know that you're in the hand of God. There was an insurance company, and is, I believe, that called Prudential. And their slogan was the rock, that they are solid. But Prudential, although it was a big, big insurance company, it cannot compare with having the rock of Jesus. He is my rock. God is our rock. God is our shield. God is everything that we need today, tomorrow, and the next day. When we can believe God, when we can stand on his word, when we can rely on him, knowing that when we say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You got to know the God that you serve. Yes, he is your rock. He is your fortress. Come on. He is that deliverer. No matter what you're going through, he will, he can deliver you. Remember the Israelites, when they was over in Egypt, did not God bring them out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm? Did he not show up and show off on Pharaoh, when Pharaoh was acting crazy, when Pharaoh was coming against the people of God, when God wanted them to go and pray to him and worship him, and Pharaoh was trying to play with God, and Pharaoh was trying to come against the people of God, the people over there in Egypt, and they had taskmasters that didn't treat them well, and that tried to make things difficult. You ever had in your life that people try to make things real difficult for you? Come on. But let me tell you one thing. Ha, when God began to move on your behalf, when God began to take care of the situation, because he said that he will fight our battle. He said that the battle does not belong to us, but the battle belong to God. Sometimes the enemy wants you to get weary in your walk with God, but don't get weary. God is your strength. Ha! God is your strength. He is a strength to you because of what you believe in his word. When you think about the goodness of Christ, that was Psalm said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cry out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. When you can think of God, you got to be able to think of him. You got to be able to trust him. You got to know him as being God. He's not just anybody. He's not just some big official or a government. He's not the president of the United States. He's God. He's greater than the president. He's greater than the vice president. He's greater than Congress. He's greater than the Democrats. He's greater than the Republicans. He's greater than the Tea Party. He's greater than man himself. Come on. You've got to know the God that you serve. Yes, he is our strength. You need some strength. You need some joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we begin to think about the goodness of God, when we begin to read his word, because the word of God says, the strength to show thyself approved unto God, a word of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. So when we can hear the word, when we can have the lead truth, then that let us know that God is our strength. He will give us that strength because we'll get joy. We'll get that peace on the inside. The joy you thought that, oh, I'll never have joy again. Oh, that's a lie from the very pits of hell. The enemy wants you to believe that you'll never have peace again. But that is another lie from the very pits of hell. Come on. If you can just rely on him. If you can just make him your main source, come on. He's that high tower. He's that deliverer. He's that light source. He is the light of the world. God is your buckler. I mean, he's there for you. He is fighting. He's protecting you from the enemy, from those that rise up against you. He is the one that you can trust in. When we begin to think about trust, I mean, when a person has a trust, that means that they have a firm I'm talking about a firm reliance on the on God. I mean, a firm reliance and integrity on God. Know that He has integrity and He has ability and He has that character, that the character of God, that we can be committed to Him to take care of us. We can trust in the Lord. The Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Don't lean to what you understand. It's what God says about the situation. Because if you in a situation, and just like the Israelite, I have to go back to this. There's some of these people that, there's other God's people that I have to go back to at different times and quite often. Because if you don't rely on God, you begin to be like they were. And sometimes they was with God, for God. And then at times in the trouble, and times when they went through tribulation, and time of sometimes they had a hard time in their life. Oh, they'll do like when Moses went up there to talk to God and left Aaron in charge. And the people want to know where was Aaron. And Aaron had been gone, where was Moses? Because Moses had been gone for quite a while, a long time. And they thought that, hey, Moses gone, we need somebody to live. We need a God. You know, I mean, isn't that kind of really ridiculous when you think about it? Don't you know that's really shameful when you think about it? Don't you know that's treason? Come on, that's treason. When you think about what they did, they wanted Aaron to make them a god. And they wanted them to make them this golden calf. So when you get off course, because people get off course, leaders get off course. Aaron supposed to have been a leader, and he was a leader. And he decided that he's going to listen to the people. Was it that he didn't believe that Moses was going to come back? And that Moses was gone too long as well. Oh, they got a jury. They got all these gold pieces and things that they had. And they put them together, all the people, but a lot of them, you know, they came out of the land of Egypt. And they got all this jewelry and all this stuff, and they burned it in the fire, and they made a golden calf to worship. Now, isn't that treason? Isn't that apostasy? They're turning. Is it when you get in a hard and a difficult time and you're saying God can't do it? I know sometimes those people, they didn't have water. They was limited water. But didn't they know the same God that did all of those miracles and sent plagues to Pharaoh to make him release them out of Pharaoh's hand? Don't you know that same God is able to do these things? But no, they forgot how God opened that sea and let them go through and make walls with the water, and they passed through on dry land. But when Pharaoh and his men began to do so, they were drowned in the sea. What does God have to do? I need to ask you today, what is it that God have to do to make you believe Him, to make you trust Him, to make you obey Him, to make you know that He is your God and that He's with you, no matter what the enemy tried to lie that he tried to tell. Because the enemy, the devil, is a liar, and he's the father of lies. So we can't believe what the devil, what the enemy will say to you. You cannot believe. He's a liar. He's a liar from the beginning. Come on. I just want you to get it this morning. I just want you to see what God is showing me this morning. He said, because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge. And the 8th verse says, only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. But he shall give his angels, think about that. He said, he's going to give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In order for me to finish this chapter up today, I'm going to have to read it out to you. But I need you just to hear what the Lord is saying. It's not what Dr. McCoy is saying. It is what God is saying. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all his ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. In other words, he's going to lift you up. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. That's you. That's me. I will deliver you. I will be with him in trouble. That's God speaking to us. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I'll show you my saving grace. I'll show you that I am God and that I am God alone. God is. He is what he is. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, even as we have spoken your word today, I pray, God, even now, that you would look upon thy people, your people, and to let them know, God, that they can dwell in you, and that they can dwell in that secret place with you. And God, let them know if they just continue, if they can just abide and continue and stay and endure without yielding, God, that you, God, will be with them, that you will take care of them. No matter what they have to tolerate in life, God, let them know, God, that you are God that will be with them and that you have not forsaken them like the Israelites thought. That God, like Moses, have forsaken them, and they turn into apostasy. I pray, God, even now, that the people will forever love you, God, and that they will trust you, and that they'll know, God, that you are their God, and that we are his people. Father, strengthen them right now, those that, Father God, that's on the edge of misery. Pray, God, even now, that you would touch them and that the joy of the Lord will be their strength. Those that have a bad report, I pray, God, that they will look to you and know, God, your report is good because you are good. And, God, that we can trust in you. And, God, that you are the miracle worker. And, God, you do supernatural things. So, Lord, I pray, God, even now, all over the world, those that are listening to this broadcast, that you, Father God, would touch them today. Live inside of them. And God, that the word of God will be, Lord God, that they will see the word of God being a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. God, I pray now, God, that you would touch them. God, that you would intercede. God, that you would walk in them today and every day, God. Father, I decree and declare it shall be done. And Lord, if there's any that are not saved, Father, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. You said that we shall be saved. Father God, even now, save, deliver, and make free. And this we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, those that are sick, we pray heal. We send the word of healing to whatever infirmity and sickness that the enemy is. And this we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to our broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please join us on this week, Friday, as we again preach the Word of God, teach the Word of God to you, that you will live and not die. May God bless and keep you, is our prayer.